Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. Sadly, this is our last segment for this week. So let me address three of the emails that I got. With everything we've talked about, the majority of the email that I've gotten is about autonomous driving cars. And I'm with you, man. That's probably one of the more interesting aspects. Okay, so one of the things that email said is individual said, yeah, all for the autonomous driving cars. However, you use GPS trying to find his particular home, and GPS basically will get you close but not into the driveway. And what do autonomous driving cars do then? Well, that's interesting. It's a good question, but it's a difference in the way the technology is being used for these cars. GPS is only a part of how the car navigates. More importantly, the car navigates by a whole bunch of sensors. For example, with the Tesla, you can be driving along down the road, and if a car pulls in front of you, the car knows to slow down or to come to a stop or to change lanes. If there are obstructions that pop up, the car knows what to do. Now, is the car intuitive? Does it have artificial intelligence? No. It's algorithms. If this, then that. And so many of these circumstances have been plotted into the computer system of the car that when something comes up, it very quickly goes in and says, all right, has something like this? Have we experienced something like this before? Yes, we have. What did we do? We did this. Was it a positive outcome? Yes, it was. Then let's do it again. So that is, the car's not thinking. It's analyzing and going with what its best assumption of previous activities are. It can only do what it's been told to do. So in a case where you're getting close but no cigar with the car, it's going to read the terrain and decide what is the best path to take based on, you know, road conditions and so forth, and probably get you right into your driveway. But it doesn't need necessarily to depend on GPS to get you there. If it gets close, boom, we're happy. If it's, you know, but it's not perfect. And that's the understanding of the technology that we have today, let alone with the other aspects of it. You know, that's just what we have for today. What was the other thing I had? And I clicked away from it, and I apologize. There was another email that I had, and I may have accidentally deleted it, that was also addressing autonomous cars, and I clicked away from it, so I apologize. I'm here in the command module, I call it. I've got too many things demanding my attention all at the same time, so I apologize. There were a couple things that I wanted to get to today that I didn't. And I'm debating on whether to save it for the next time we get together, because I know there'll be an opportunity for us to talk again here in the near future, or whether or not I want to address them tomorrow during, you know, the morning show feedback segment that I do here on this program. Either way, something for you to read about. There was a Pew Research poll that was done recently talking about specifically Americans, individuals that have decided, you know what, I don't want to go to church anymore. That half, and I believe the number is correct, half of those that have decided, you know, church is not for me, they've actually given up on God entirely. And that they broke it down into how they felt. There was, I don't believe in God anymore. I don't believe in miracles anymore. I don't believe, you know, science has ended up showing me more, and I can believe more in science. You know the argument. You know what I'm talking about. And this article, by the way, it's from the Washington Examiner today. So if you go online and you're looking, you can find the Washington Examiner. You can find the article. It says 49% of what individuals term as having left their church and religion, they go into why. don't believe in God. Science is proving to explain everything, so forth and so on. I wanted to talk about that because in reading the article and really chewing on it, to me, it said that there is a distinct difference and some confusion about the about a relationship with God and a religion. And a lot of these people that are deciding to pack up and head out, it's about religion. It's not about a relationship. Remember early in the program, I talked about how I got in trouble in the ethics and film class because I piped in and said, in the movie, the individual chose to commit suicide. That was the answer to his problems. However, in the movie, he had been praying and asking God to show him how to get through this difficult time. So when we were talking about why did he commit suicide, so I chimed in and said, I don't believe he gave his faith enough time and an opportunity to resolve his issue. And this ties in with what I'm talking about here, and I guess I am addressing it, even though I said I wasn't going to. I didn't have time. I'll try and be succinct and brief. What I have experienced in my life is that faith is a process. Prayer is a process. Developing a trust in God, no matter what your God may be, but developing this trust is something that takes time. It takes experience. It takes endurance, perseverance, and that's what develops the faith, develops the character. We are in a society where I want to go online and get an answer. I want to get a resolution to my problem right now. So in other words, I go to bed and I pray, dear God, I've got this, 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 and this. And tomorrow we wake up and bing, everything's better. It's not how it works. And in reading through the Bible, I don't see that's ever how it's worked. It's always been a process. So I didn't mean to get so heavy right at the very end. I just wanted to let you know this was something I was going to talk about today, but I didn't get a chance to, but I guess I already did. I'm going to explore it later, and I'm going to delve into it later because it saddens me that we walk away and give up on what truly provides hope without giving it an honest opportunity to refresh us, to build us up. With that, I am flat out of time. Thank you very much for the last week and this week giving you some time to be with you. I've enjoyed our conversation, although it's been one-sided. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.